This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 1st of March 2020. Today is the Club Focus Edition and we have news from several Western Australian clubs. There's some news from the ACMA brought to our attention recently concerning reciprocal licences which may affect those Australian residents who obtained an Australian amateur radio licence on the strength of holding a licence from another country. Along with the regular weekly items, there's Club Focus the Series, where we take a look at your club's spark emitter. We discuss a recent bullying episode, after some questions were asked during the week, and we give you an update on nets operating around Perth. Welcome to autumn. Summer certainly went out with a bang. We had nearly a week of thunderstorms and rain, which was a bit of a record. Summer thunderstorms aren't uncommon, however. I really can't recall such a prolonged run of storms every day. I've had my antennas disconnected since after the news broadcast last Sunday evening. News West content comes from a variety of sources and any comments made or opinions expressed are those of the contributor and may not reflect the views of WA Amateur Radio News. I know this sounds a bit dire, however, it must be said that it's very rare that we've had to say no thanks or tone it down a bit. The contributions we receive are accepted in good faith and shared in the open spirit that is amateur radio.
Perth Tech is on Saturday the 2nd of May with workshops on the Sunday, but we've told you this before. We've also told you that we have engaged several presenters to speak on a broad range of topics. Some of the presenters are homegrown VK6 amateurs, and others are coming from interstate. Probably the bit that sticks most in your memory would be that Perth Tech is free, and that we'll ask you to pay for your lunch. We told you that we want you to register before the 1st of May, and at the same time pay for your lunch, and that this is done online. Last week we told you that we're offering an incentive to encourage you to register early and that there will be a special prize draw for those who register online before May 1st and this prize will be worth at least $100. What we haven't told you too much about is the venue. It's the same venue as last year, the Bassendean Community Centre at 48 Old Perth Road, Bassendean. If you're coming by car, there's ample parking down the side of the road. Better still, the venue is a short walk from Bassendean train station. Registrations for Perth Tech are expected to open mid-March. Check out vk6.net for updates.
How's the spark gap going in your club? You can be excused for wondering what on earth I'm on about, unless, of course, your club actually owns a spark gap transmitter. Welcome to Club Focus, and the theme this week is The Spark Gap, and this first went to air in September 2015. I thought it was worth digging out again. So when I talk about the spark gap, I'm talking about the spark gap that makes your club shine. That certain something, the je ne sais quoi, do you know what I mean? Clubs are clubs after all, however. There's something that lifts a club from a set of boring meetings to an active group that has to beat off new members with a big stick. That's the spark that I'm referring to. I'm talking about what it is about your club that makes people want to be there, to join in, to invite their friends. I'm talking about the amazing things the club does, and even the less amazing but equally interesting things that the club does. Those things are the spark that makes your club alive and enthuses the members to join in the activities, even to take on the responsibility of committee work. So let's look at the club with a gap in its spark, or indeed no spark at all. It's like an old engine. Takes ages to get started, runs a bit rough, and seems to have lost its get up and go. The first thing you looked at on older engines was the spark plug, to make sure it's clean, set correctly, and firing a spark. Put the spark back in the engine, and off you go. Of course, it would be a bit simplistic to say that a club that's a bit on the dull side can be quickly fixed, however, there's no time like the present to begin to restore the spark in your club. I'm Bob, VK6POP.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6 Charlie Sierra Whiskey, reminding you that the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's March Bulletin goes to air tomorrow morning. This month, as well as the latest club news, we have for you a rather interesting letter sent by Marconi to the British Postmaster General back in 1897, describing electric signalling without wires, plus an item on Maria Kunitz, an accomplished female astronomer and mathematician who, back in the 17th century, developed a method to determine the position of a planet in its orbit as a function of time. The first transmission tomorrow morning will be on digital mobile radio. This will be on the VKDMR Network Talk Group 5 at 8 a.m. WA local time or 00 hours UTC. The first HF transmission tomorrow is at 9 a.m. on 80 metres on 3620 kHz from Chris VK6JI. An hour later, the bulletin is repeated on 40 metres on 7088 kHz, simultaneously with the transmission via the News West linked repeater system. Everyone is most welcome to tune in and to join in the callbacks afterwards. If you can't tune in tomorrow, you can listen via the internet. As from today, you can download the March audio file from the REOTC website at www.raotc.org.au, and as well as the current audio file, you can also download files for the previous 5 months. If you do listen via the internet, your feedback via email would be appreciated. The bulletin is also repeated following next Sunday's WIA news transmissions on 160, 80 and 40 metres. So once again, tune in tomorrow at 8 a.m. on the DMR Network Talk Group 5, at 9 a.m. on 80 metres or 10 a.m. on either 40 metres or your favourite News West repeater for the March RAOTC broadcast, and we look forward to hearing your call sign during the callbacks afterwards. 73 from Clive, VK6CSW.
Local and international nets covering VK6. All times mentioned are VK6 local time, and these details are all as listed on VK6.net. First, national and international nets. The Traveller's Net operates daily on 14.116 MHz between 10 and 11 a.m. and on 21.185 MHz at midday for 1 hour. The Southern Cross DX net is daily at 7:30 p.m. on 14.2385 MHz. The ANZA DX net meets every day at 1:15 on 14.183 and Saturdays at 12:45 p.m. on 21.205 MHz. Bernie Gates Shavers net meets Monday to Saturday at 8 a.m. on 3.610 MHz. The Alara net meets Mondays at 6 p.m. on 3.580 MHz plus or minus QRM. The YL222 DX net is on Mondays at 1:30 on 14.222 MHz. The Pacific DX net is on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays at 3 p.m. on 14.183 MHz. The 7130 DX net meets every Monday, Wednesday and Friday at 5:30 p.m. on 7.130 MHz. The Australian National Satellite Net is on the second Tuesday of the month, starting at 6:30 p.m. via Echolink using AMSAT or VK3JED conferences or via IRLP node 9558. And now the local nets. The West Australian Repeater Group Technical and General Net is on Sundays at 10:30 on VK6RLM 146.750 MHz. Wison meets every Wednesday at 8 p.m. on 3.599 MHz plus or minus QRM, and then on VHF at 8:30 p.m. on VK6RAP 146.700 MHz. The SSB 2 meter net meets every evening on 144.125 MHz SSB from 6:30 p.m. for 1 hour. F-Troop, a weekly net for new and returning hams, is on Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on VK6RLM 146.750 via Echolink VK3JED or IRLP node 9558. The Friday Night Technical Net is held Saturday mornings at 9 a.m, that's Friday night Ontario time, on VK6RLM 146.750 MHz or via IRLP node 9229 or Echolink via the TechLink conference. Local analog SSTV is on Monday, Wednesday and Friday at 8 p.m. on 3.630 MHz plus or minus QRM, and local digital SSTV is every day at 4 p.m. on 7.214 MHz, also plus or minus QRM. A local CW voice net is held most days from 7.30 p.m. for 45 minutes on 3.515 MHz. A local QRP CW net is on Monday and Thursday from 7 p.m. on 3.567 MHz. The weekly AM net meets on Wednesday evenings at 7.30 p.m. on 1.855 MHz AM. The weekly VK DMR net is on Fridays at 6 p.m. on the TG505 net. We're aware that our list of nets may be out of date, so if you know a regular net, formal or informal, that covers the VK6 call area that we haven't mentioned, or we've got the details wrong, please let us know so we can spread the word. Email the NewsWest team via newswest@vk6.net. You can also find full details online at vk6.net, where you can subscribe to a calendar feed of all of these radio nets.
Well, what meetings are on this week? Of course, the NCRG meets as usual Sunday morning at their HQ in Whiteman Park. Prawnheads meets in Mandurah, starting out at Murphy's Irish Pub on Mandurah Terrace at noon and moving to the Hummingbird to dine. A table needs to be booked, and so far Don, VK6DQ, knows of 8 people attending. So if you want to come, let him know via the Prawnheads Facebook group to ensure you can get a seat at the table. That's your blooming lot for this week. If you want your meeting or event advertised, then let us know. NewsWest@vk6.net.
Hi, this is Dan, VK6NAD, and you're listening to News West.
HAM College is about to start its standard licence course commencing on the 11th of March. This year we'll run a 22-week course for the standard licence, followed by an 8-week extension course for the advanced licence. This year we are blessed with a bunch of new instructors to augment the team delivering the course last year. Our new instructors are Andrew VK6AS, Randall VK6WR, Paul VK6TPK, and joined by current instructors Colin VK6XTL, Steve VK6SJ, Cypher's VK6KHO, Jeff VK6JF, and a special mention for Anthony VK6AXB, who makes a trip up from Bunbury each year to teach antennas and feeders and power supplies, which we really appreciate. It's especially pleasing to note that many of our instructors are past students of HAM College, including one from the last course. This year, we will endeavour to have 2 instructors at each night, a main instructor teaching the content in the front of the class, and a backup to take over if the main instructor is not available, as well as to roam the class assisting anyone having difficulties. Having so many instructors will allow us to make a bunch of improvements to the course, including better preparation, and also develop some training aids, including some practical lab-style activities. So thinking to either upgrade from foundation or going straight to the standard licence? Contact HAM College at enrolments at hamcollege.org.au to reserve your place. The course runs every Tuesday night from 7 until 10 p.m. with an instructor available from 6 p.m. for any one-on-one assistance required. Our next foundation course will be held on the weekend of the 28th and 29th of March, followed by an exam day the following Saturday on April the 4th. For more details, check out our new website at www.hamcollege.org.au.
Hello from the WAVHF group. Regular listeners will be familiar with the communications exhibition taking place at Wireless Hill, our club QTH, starting soon. Several members, led by Bob, VK6KW, have been diligently sprucing up our exhibits for use in the display, recording vital facts for the exhibition designers, and a myriad other tasks needed to ensure that we showcase amateur radio's contributions to the art and science of communication. Our 3 prime audiences are the general public, school children supporting their STEM education, and of course you, our fellow operators. We thank our City of Melville colleagues, most notably Gina, Museum Curator, who seems able to rise to all manner of challenges with great aplomb. When the exhibition opens, please make an effort to visit, and that applies too to operators from other VK states and beyond. You know we cater to all bands, but this year keep an ear out for us in the gigahertz region with our refurbished 10 gigahertz transverter and some new 122 gigahertz gear. The 122 gigahertz gear has had its delivery delayed by the coronavirus as some items are made in China. Also, keep an ear out for us in the usual contests, such as the John Moyle, VHF-UHF Field Days, Museums on the Air, and more. We have had an approach from a rural men's shed interested in setting up a radio shack, and we are working to support them. Who knows, with that and more interest from other sheds, my long-held pipe dream of a men's sheds on the air event may see the light of day. Hi, hi. If you have a men's shed in your region, it might be worth visiting them to promote amateur radio and or electronics more broadly. Finally, once our meeting room has been decluttered, we will be back to full strength with our activity days, so pencil in a visit to Wireless Hill on the first and third Saturdays of each month. If you visit before the exhibition opens, be prepared to be given a brush, cleaning cloth, and some pre-loved item of equipment to be returned to its former glory. Your contribution will be most welcome. Thanks for listening. This is Dennis, VK6AKR, for the WA VHF Group.
Do you have a reciprocal radio license? That is a license provided by the ACMA for overseas visitors to Australia. In other words, if you don't have an Australian Amateur Operator Certificate of Proficiency, an AOCP, then pin back your ears, as this is important. The ACMA have decided to enforce their ruling on such licenses that they brought in September 2019, and that is to use reciprocal licenses for bona fide short-term overseas nationals visiting Australia. What does this mean? It means that all reciprocal licenses will expire on their closing date and will not be renewable. A person wishing to continue to hold a license will have to approach the Australian Maritime College to sit assessments or undergo a recognition of prior learning, that's an RPL process. So if you arrived here and used an overseas qualification to get a license and don't have that AOCP document, then you need to check up on your situation. ACMA has reported that they are attempting to warn reciprocal license holders shortly before their license expires, but it might be wise to find out early so that you can take whatever steps are required for you to continue to be licensed.
WA Amateur Radio News is an amateur radio club whose main activity is production and publication of the weekly News West Amateur Radio News program. News West's primary target audience is Western Australian amateurs and radio enthusiasts. However, we do have a wider audience in Australia and overseas via download, podcast and on-demand relays via repeaters. Apart from our weekly slog with News West, we do other stuff, contests, special event activations and, of course, Perth Tech, our annual symposium of excellent technical presentations. Something we discovered we were good at is raising money by running raffles with interesting, desirable prizes. It takes very little money to run WA Amateur Radio News itself, so our fundraising efforts have been directed towards running Perth Tech as a free event. Not much else to say about us, except to say we welcome new members. We'd love to bring on board people who will write scripts and record them, or write scripts and don't record them, or would like to record the stuff but think they suck at writing. Or you might simply join as a supporting ordinary member, perhaps take up a committee position, or be the person who gets us all excited about doing a contest or special event, or who will set up and run a stall at hamfests. We welcome the diversity of skills and knowledge that new members would bring to us. That's us, WA Amateur Radio News, your News West mob.
Hi, this is Steve, VK6SJ Publicity Officer for the Northern Corridor Radio Group. This coming month, we'll begin planning for this year's Hamfest in August. More on that next month. Work is continuing with our EME station with some good progress made during the month. Plans are underway to once again participate in the John Moyle Field Day out at Porono Wildlife Sanctuary. A bunch of members will be at the club on Monday afternoon and evening just to get on air and make some noise. Looking forward to that. This year we'll be focusing on using the club station rather than just working on it. We'll be participating in most of the bigger contests, including Oceania, RD, John Moore Field Day and the CQ contests. We're always looking for new members for the contesting team, so if you want to join, come and see us at the club. NCRG meets informally each Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m, where much of the work around the club occurs. We also formally meet on the fourth Tuesday evening of each month. All meetings are at the club station at Whiteman Park off Nangara Road. Visitors and prospective new members are always welcome.
Since 1931, News West has provided amateur radio news for Western Australia and beyond. This is VK6ARN.
Ticket sales for the Perth Tech Raffle are expected to commence in mid-March. Let's remind you about the prizes. First prize is a new ICOM 705 portable software-defined radio and accessories valued at $2,000. Second prize is the MFJ VNA antenna analyzer, valued at $595. And third prize is a Comet GP15 antenna with retail value of $299. The raffle proceeds go towards covering the cost of staging Perth Tech, enabling you to attend free of charge. We are of the opinion that running a raffle is a far more interesting way to fund an event like Perth Tech. Selling entry tickets is rather boring. To ensure the success of the raffle, we're asking you for your support not only by buying tickets for yourself, but by encouraging others to buy tickets. So please spread the word amongst your amateur radio friends, acquaintances and club members. Ticket sales are expected to commence mid-March and the raffle draw is at Perth Tech. You do not have to be present at the event to win the prize. This raffle is conducted under a permit granted by the Department of Racing, Gaming and Liquor. Check vk6.net for updates.
Hello, this is Chris, VK3QB, from the Radio Amateur Society of Australia. This week, some news on dealing with the regulator. Sometimes we hear inconsistent stories about dealing with the regulator. Like many organisations and government departments, the ACMA is a large bureaucracy and employs hundreds of staff. Not all of the staff will be well-versed in the nuances of amateur radio or the Radio Communications Act. Not every inquiry will meet our expectations, and there may be inconsistencies in the advice received. Here at QRM Guru, we receive feedback from radio amateurs and their experiences in dealing with QRM and the regulator. Amateur radio is a hobby of technical investigation, research, and self-help. We must use our skills, be proactive, and we must take some ownership for QRM issues, whatever the source. We've heard stories such as an amateur interfering with neighbour's TV is causing nuisance transmissions and can be shut down, or a neighbour's LED lights are causing interference. The amateur is to blame. Big antennas and extra sensitive equipment. Or amateur radio operator suffers from noise from power lines and has no protection. Tough. Interference to amateur radio may be against the provisions of the Act and may require action by the owner of the offending equipment. Proper representation and support for amateur radio requires a consistent approach by all parties. Follow the guidelines, tools and techniques presented in QRM Guru. Seek out assistance from fellow hams or clubs. Build and maintain friendly relationships with your neighbours. And please continue to share your experiences with us. Engaging with the ACMA for formal assistance should be a last resort. You can read more by heading over to QRM Guru and typing ACMA into the search bar. That's it for this week. 7-3.
Next week on the news brings the return of our popular history special. The production team will of course be hunting through Trove and old AR magazines to find items of interest. But yet again, we make a plea for you to assist and provide us with material. This can be as a written script, a recording, or one of the team could interview you. Bring history to life by hearing it in your voice is so much better than listening to us droning on, don't you think? So please, put your mind to it and contact us at newswest@vk6.net.
As regular listeners will know, here at News West, we've made a strong stand against bullying in the hobby. We're aware that social media companies have been forced to look at this problem and to some extent have started to engage in ensuring that bullying damage is corrected. It was therefore sad to see that this week one of our local and, unusually for Facebook, very high-quality Facebook groups was invaded by what is known as a troll. This person had bothered to build a false Facebook identity in an attempt at anonymity, and took a newly qualified amateur to task when a question was posed about rules and regulations, and then delighted in abusing him, both him and other contributors. It's wise to consider that there's no such thing as anonymity on the internet, and the true identity of the individual is now known, and he's been removed and blocked from the group. But just a warning, if you see the name Fred Collins pop up during your internet activity, we would suggest steering well clear. Bullying is unacceptable, and we must all stand together to prevent it.
Good morning, it's Roy, VK6XV, with this week's hotline. For the 1st of March 2020, today I have the following for you. For sale, a Tokyo High Power Linear Amplifier Model Hotel Lima - 1 Kilo Golf X-Ray HF 600 Watt PEP All Mode 10 meter through 160 meter and WAC bands in great condition. For all bands on HF, asking 1,200 or nearest offer. There's also an Ameritron Alfa Romeo Bravo - 704 radio to amplifier interface with the PNP Delta Bravo 15 Yankee plug and play cable to suit Yaesu Fox Tango Delta X-Ray 3000 radio, asking $75 for that. Also a Yaesu Sierra Charlie Uniform - 17 Cat interface, never been used, with a Charlie Tango -62 cable and a Delta Bravo 9 to USB adapter suitable to interface with the Yaesu Fox Tango 857 Delta, $150 for that. Or would be willing to swap all that equipment for a good quality 400 watt all band solid state amplifier. Contact details are as follows. For phone 0400 773 323. Again, that's mobile number 0400 773 323, and the email is Sierra Tango Echo Victor Echo November Hotel Figures 120 at hotmail.com. Again, pen ready, Sierra Tango Echo Victor Echo November Hotel 120 at hotmail.com. Next item is a repeat. Gus wants to buy an LP100 digital vector meter. It's a Lima Papa 100 Alpha, a digital vector and SWR power meter, must be in good working order, including the manual and coupler. Please contact Gus on 0407-030-5902. Again, that's 0407-030-592. Email is victorkilo6whiskeybravo@yahoo.com. You've probably heard about the sad passing of Ron, VK6 Quebec Bravo, who was in charge of the valve bank. The valve bank now has passed on to Rick, VK6 X-Ray Tango. If you're looking for a valve, please call Rick, VK6XT, on 0468-425-099, 0468-425-099, or all in longhand, the figure 6 X-Ray Romeo Alpha Yankee Tango Alpha November Golf Oscar at gmail.com, which still gives you 6 X-Ray Tango at gmail.com. Very clever, Rick. That is about the lot for this week. I'll call it quits while I'm ahead. This is Roy VK6XV. If you have any items for next week's broadcast, please get them to me by 7 a.m. Friday next, and I'll include them in next week's broadcast for you. The address, Victor Kilo 6 X-Ray Victor at bigpond.com. Victor Kilo 6 X-Ray Victor at bigpond.com. 7-3 for me. Cheers.
That was a good lot of news this week with a good rollout from clubs. And thanks to the clubs who took the time to write and record their items. And if you didn't make it this week for your club, you've got 4 weeks to get it right next time. Next week, we look at history of amateur radio. And if you've got a favourite item of history or something you'd like to know about, write to us here at NewsWest, newswest@vk6.net, and send any contributions for NewsWest as email attachments to newswest@vk6.net. And a bit of late news, WA Amateur Radio News is pleased to announce that our dance card is full. We just added another VK6 presenter to the program for Perth Tech. Thanks, Randall, VK6 Whiskey Romeo, for putting your hand up. Thanks to the broadcasters and callback collectors for putting the news to air and counting heads afterwards. Thanks to casual contributors this week, and thanks to the news team, Jake, Andrew, Judith, Roy and Mike, and I'm Bob VK6POP, the producer. For now, it's 7-3 from us here at News West, and it's time for you to get on air and make some noise just after the callbacks. Thank you.